wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Is it good?
We're recording. Yeah. I always want to say it's been a while, but then you always just do this Aaron Lewis Stain song.
Aaron Lewis?
Yeah, the lead singer is Stained. Now he's a big MAGA singer, country singer.
Aaron, how do you know the lead singer of Stained's name, you idiot?
Oh, man, you don't know all of it? Jonathan Davis from Korn and Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit? Where were you in Metal's heyday?
Fred Durst, acceptable. That's pretty much it.
That's like Britney Spears.
Yeah, well, don't make me get into Mudvayne was lead singer. No, but I guess I don't like Corey Taylor, Slipknot, like, you know, all that era of heavy metal. No, the Chico from Deftones. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Aaron Lewis, he's a big...
What was that mean? New metal?
Yeah, NU metal.
Oh, that was
so You're cool. A little bit younger than us. Were you buying new metal magazines at 7-Eleven?
No, but I'd be getting Guitar World and, you know, the Deftones would be on the cover and, like, maybe Westmoreland would be on the cover. But yeah, it was, and maybe I saw Stained live. They opened up from the back, man. They opened up for Nickelback. What was I supposed to do?
Wait. Was their band STAIN apostrophe D?
No.
Oh, that would have been so... YND?
No, just regular Stained.
Stained, like a varnish.
I would have said
Stained Plus, yeah.
Are you sure? STAIND.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. No E.
So, new metal is all about down-tuning.
There's no E. There's no E?
I'm guessing. That's what my heart says.
That's a tough word to spell, you know? But regular guitar is tuned to D, E, I mean, and you know.
No, it's just D, Carter. They have to... And!
They got rid of the E.
S-E-I-N-G. They couldn't spell it right. There is a rule that you can't spell a word right if you're in a band.
So there's seven string guitars that are down to B. Stained would get down to A. That's just really low, man. As low as you can go without being a bass guitar.
Oh, their electric guitars were down to an A?
A, yeah.
That's what I would call drop Q.
Yeah.
That's normally that's what I'd call guitars where they would detune them. Oh, you're playing a drop Q or whatever it is.
So you'd get
some real tough guy. Like the lower you tune it, the tougher you were.
So you'd get like the guitar magazine how to play the songs and be like, well, just be flopping around if it's an A. I'm not even going to try
and ruin it.
Yeah.
Take a guitar, destroy it, and then play Stained.
But yeah, no, he's a big MAGA conservative singer now.
Well, what would you expect? Doing well.
Yeah, he's doing okay for himself. So
yeah, they're all doing pretty good for now.
Doing good.
I think a huge revelation from today.
What's that?
A whole new world about Trevor's sleep driving through the country, so like through deep country.
That's like my favorite relaxing. That's my true detective angle.
This is new. Can you tell me about some of these very much Zelda places that cannot be real?
There's so okay, many.
Let me
places.
Take.
Yeah, okay,
let me ask you about places.
I guess I didn't think this is where we were going today.
You know Ethelbert in Winnipeg Osis in Pine River. Yes, you do. But have you ever heard of Zarya, Ukrainia, and Keld?
Yeah. Tell me what you know about Zarya. That's a starting village.
Oh, Zarya
in Zelda 2.
That's an amazing name. When I heard that there was a town named Zarya when I was like, you know, 5, it was just like, this is the...
You know what I heard about Zarya? Today.
Oh!
And I live half an hour away.
Yeah.
So is there a post office?
No!
Okay. Ukrainian doesn't either. It's nothing, right?
What's happening in Ukraine?
Zoria isn't even an intersection. Zoria is part of the side of a road where there was a town hall, kind of. Most of these are just little halls that are like one room halls.
Okay.
Ukraina is an intersection. Ukraina is an intersection. And fun fact about Ukraina is that they had a hawk that would live there for a while. So you could sometimes see a hawk around Ukraina. No, like really, like that was there's a hawk around Ukraina. I haven't seen it in a decade. It's probably dead because I normally go there at night now.
Well, how long do birds live for?
Now, another interesting, can you even see Halych?
Never heard of it.
It's on the map.
I'm pretty sure that's like me. Like, I think that's like my grandparents' like first house was there. I think because my family was Halychuk.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's them, right?
And then you pass through Drifton River on your way to Grifton.
What? Let me look at this map again. You sure you're not just making this up?
Grifton. I've never been to Grifton. I've been through Mink Creek. I've been through Venlaw. Oh, Venlaw was fun.
Venlaw. You know why you know Venlaw is because when you go through Gilbert Plains, it says North Venlaw, South Keld, or something like that. That's right, that's its Venlaw claim. That's its claim to fame is that there's a sign saying this way to Venlaw.
Yeah. What did I say? I think when I did my Johnny Social Club, I've been everywhere. I've been to Kuwait, Doha, Channing, Amsterdam. I did Venlaw. Venlaw's in there. I'm pretty sure I put Venlaw in my places I've been everywhere in Canada. I think I said Venlaw as a joke. Yeah. And I think one person was like, Venlaw, Manitoba? It's like, yeah. They're like, what the hell? That was the same thing, too. One day I was talking about the magical creek, the spring water. And it turned out the math teacher in Flin Flon, his auntie lives in the shed next to the spring. She's literally this old Ukrainian woman who still lives in a shed, and I don't think she had plumbing until like 10 years ago.
Oh, why do you need plumbing when you live next to
the old witch that lives next to the spring? It was like, this is Zelda. Like, this is Zelda. There is an old lady that lives next to a spring. That's Zelda. That's actually Zelda. The countryside there is Zelda. It's Venlaw and Drifting River. There's Ukraina. Zelena is actually kind of a big jam because that's kind of on the Ethelbert Highway.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's really an Ethelbert Highway, but it connects the metropolises of Ethelbert, Zelena, and Fork River.
I do like the one of your cemeteries in Drifting River. It has a 1-star review.
No.
Oh,
Garland the same person who did that. I think it's a joke review, but the same person who gave that did give 5-star review to his drunk driving lawyer. It's like, if this is your first time drunk driving like me, let me tell you, this guy, it's not Carter. Do you know Michael Dick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, he'll get you. He'll help you out.
Now, Brent, I don't know if you're Brent, are you on Google Maps satellite view right now?
Not there. No.
Okay. Well, go to Ethelbert. Go a little north, go to Garland and zoom in.
Bridge.
No. Zoom in, look at all the houses, keep going north, and then there's a nice little surprise. Do you see it?
What are we looking at? We're going to Garland?
Yeah, go to Garland. You see Frank Street. You see Garland Avenue, and you keep going north up Garland Avenue. And people play along at home, please.
What? Are we on satellite?
Satellite. You need this to be a satellite.
Okay, so we're in Garland. We're going north. Oh, north, I know what we're looking for. I know. Yeah. Is it something where a person lives?
It is.
Oh, yeah. Where is it? I've been there. Where is it? Oh, I should be able to see it.
I thought you'd know about this, but I know Brent wouldn't know, probably. So.
Yeah, Minnie. There it is.
Yeah.
You see it, Brent?
Going north just on Garland.
In between East Street and Pine Street.
Yeah.
Describe it.
I think so. Is there a bomber? Like some sort of World War II bomber plane?
It's like a four turbine. Like, you know, when we were just on the same flight to Toronto on a 737. How many engines on that? Two? This has got four.
Yeah.
And it's just on the main drag at Garland and someone lives in it. Crazy. There's like this big freaking staircase.
That's a legendary Trembola Triangle location. So is the, I've been inside, do you know the egg house in Ethelbert? The house off the highway in Ethelbert that's shaped like an egg?
Yeah.
I've been in that. That's another legendary Trembola Triangle house is the egg house. There's certain ones.
Oh, I don't like looking at, I don't like getting into satellite here.
Oh. This
looks like these True Detective.
It just feels,
There's going to be someone tied to a rock.
This plane was purchased by Air Canada and operated until 1982. Don Fick brought it there.
Hell of a guy. Now there was a man. Don, let me tell you about Don Fick.
Built a deck going into it. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, these woods.
There's only one place I get the same vibe as the Trembola Triangle. And it's right when you cross past Roblin.
Could you describe the Trembola Triangle a little bit here?
Well, Trembola is the site of the first Ukrainian settlers in Canada. The Trembola Cross of Freedom, where my family was all from, that area. And it's just like, this is the bad omen in general within, you know, a good, it's like the back country True Detective of rural Canada in the middle of like the forgotten in betweens of the world.
So there's Trembola, which is between Valley River and Sifton. So what's the triangle, the 3 points? Is it Trembola, Sifton, Valley River?
Trembola is the heart. Like Trembola is the epicenter of it. It's all. So you basically can. There's an outer Trembola triangle which goes from Keld to Keld to the tip of the river to basically north of Pine River to the entrance of the park. That's the outer triangle. The inner triangle is probably just like Valley River, Sifted,
and Venloa.
It's Trembola's in the heart of it, but that Trembola. But so the only other place is if you drive past, then you get to like Roxton, Togo.
Yeah. I was looking at how does Togo have, like, I try and stay places for kids' sports. There's no hotels. Togo has got a hotel.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Arcadia yet?
Togo, Deepdale, like
Deep. Hey, Deepdale is where my family's from. In 1890, they went to Deepdale.
The only weirder place, the only place that's close to it, is this area, and there's a town called McNutt, and that's where my other grandma's from, right there,
Saskatchewan. Yeah.
So it's like I'm from the heart of both of these. Both of the this is the two weird places. Is literally the two places both sides of my family are from. The two weirdest damn places I've ever seen in that part of the land. Yeah.
Okay, Togo looks beautiful.
McNutt's beautiful. It's Saskatchewan's got the goodness. I think Matto's got the darkness in this equation.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some grim. Well, I mean, Carter knows firsthand. There's some grim experiences when you get into Ethelbert and the adjacent.
Yeah, Togo looks like Winnipeg if it was clean.
Well, see, the problem with this area, so like just from a geography perspective with the Trembola Triangle, is that some of the land is too rough to work. Yeah, so if you zoom out, there's lots of, they sneak in as many farms as they can, but there's large swaths of the area where there's just, you can't drive.
Too many rocks, too many rocks.
And too many swamps. And that's what causes part of the terror.
Togo side is good. Togo side's good farmland.
Oh no, but not off there. Not the Trembolus. We need places for Johnny Cash to be inspired to write his sad songs, and this is the land is fertile for that, and that's about it in some of these places. Fertile for pain. The land is very fertile for suffering.
I think we have the name of the episode right there. Fertile for pain. Episode 398. Fertile or whatever. Fertile.
Those lands are special there. It's just that I drive around there and like recharge at night. And I know I always do like the Valley River Highway, the Asheville Highway, like the whole loop there, but then I'll always do another loop. And I'll either do like Zoria or Ukrainia or Haldich or Venlo, and I'll just
That's stressful. Those areas feel so bad for me to drive on.
Well, they're so it's creepy, but and then the cemeteries. It's all about finding cemeteries, which is the best. The Stone Angel. You've been to the Stone Angel one, Brent?
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it on the pod, right, Carter?
Like up north, the Stone Angel one, or.
By Sifton.
Like, no, we've never talked about this.
Oh, yeah, this is like, that's the best cemetery. I can tell you where it is. I took Bellemare to see it once a couple summers ago. Because there's, if you go to the Sifton Highway, and then you go all the way almost to the Ethelbert Highway, but not quite, three kilometers before, or 2 miles before, and you turn back down south towards Dauphin, there's this little cemetery, and there's this giant Italian marble stone angel.
Wow.
And it's just huge. And the story is that some rich guy got this wife from Italy. She came here and died 1 week later. He ordered this thing, and then he went bankrupt, and then it got here and they just left it, and then he died and she died. And so there's this, I don't know exactly the story. And then my grandma swore that every year on this day that a lily would bloom on it or something. My grandma, that was like one of the last stories my grandma I remember telling. She's like, oh, on May 13th every year, a lily grows on the stone. I was like, oh, that's Zelda. Yeah, that's Zelda. We're living in Zelda, Grandma. This is magic. There's magic. There's weird magic here. I don't like this. I don't believe in any of it. That's the worst part about being a skeptic in my family. Is you're skeptical and then you're just constantly haunted by things, it feels like. So it's an interesting combo, but it's beautiful countryside. And then when we were done on the farm, always that was when my mom would get me to shut up, is that after we go you can work on your map, and I'd always just draw maps of the back roads. Nice. of the whole area. I'd just make up my own. They weren't really accurate, but I'd imagine you could mentally diagnose me from looking at those maps or something now in retrospect, maybe.
A young Magellan.
The more it just, like, once you dig into Garland, west of Garland is Kalish, and that's the end of the line. It's just like the road ends at Kulish. The highway just gives up.
There's nothing left here for anyone. There's nothing here for anybody. Oh, where are we looking at a Kulish here? Yeah, okay.
Hey, where's that? Oh, there with the K.
Yeah. Straight north of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin.
I see if I could find the cemetery that we may or may not have done things at.
And what's the deal with Vimy Ridge? Because that's popular because of the war. So was that post-war, or was it just Vimy Ridge from French settlers or something?
Oh, it's just post-war name.
Oh, that's weird, because it's all these little places, like, they exist because cars weren't invented yet, like Deepdale and things like that. Once, you know, it became easy to drive around and be like, well, we don't need a store in Deepdale. We'll just drive into Roblin, that type of stuff.
Well, that's why that sign on Portage Avenue saying, like, next pharmacy in 51 miles, it's a long tramp for a hobo.
Yeah.
Have you seen that famous sign?
No.
Oh, it's on Portage Avenue going towards Portage La Prairie, and it was literally a famous sign for hobos, and they've kept it on the wall.
Okay.
Because, like, it was that urgent. Like, yeah, you needed, like, in the early, early days, the next stop was Portage La Prairie, and it was 52 miles, and it was like, you're going to die if you don't have, like, food. Because a pharmacy was a place where, like, a hobo could, like, live.
Yeah.
Or like get help, you know, or get supplies to not die, right? And yeah, and that's why all these weird... So that, Brent, you see our Assumption of Our Lady Roman Catholic?
Yeah.
That's the church. That's like the one where Kyle Movie was at. Oh. That's the one, right? Beautiful. So that's where... Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And then what's the... There's a cool little lake there, like Broken Pipe Lake.
Cool.
Which is really bizarre. And it's like there's a baseball diamond down on the grass. And like the only person I think that knows it exists is my mom. And she's like, oh, I played baseball there when I was a kid. I was like, there's no... And then you drive down through these trees, Nelson, there's just a baseball diamond sitting by a lake. And I don't think anyone's ever played there ever. I think she only played there once and she just willed it into existence because it doesn't make sense. But she knows about the baseball at the lake, and she can throw. My mom could throw. It's very bizarre. It's her one sport.
That doesn't surprise me. Got a cannon.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. So then there's
College. World War II. Yeah.
And then what's the other bizarre one out here? But I just love drawing. Like, even last week, I made a map for my kids' bus tour.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I love making maps. Like, I literally love it.
You got putters on there. You got 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Like maps and calendars is just the greatest thing in the world. If I could live in the 1700s, I would have died on a boat trying to make a map.
From your Nintendo days, Simon's Quest, man.
Yeah. Zelda. It's all Zelda out there, though. It's all Zelda 2.
I forgot to play Super Mario Brothers with Link today. We're planning it, but we got too busy. It's 40th anniversary today of the original.
Oh, I've got it in my house. I got it in my classroom. I should bust it out.
Yeah, today's the day. You're on the West Coast. You still got time. It's too late for me. Too late. But it's all north of Dauphin. There's, you know, east, west. It's too civilized, you know. It's
the north was like sandy in that area. Yeah.
Yeah. No
south
Scaladers
Park. Yeah. You know.
Sclater. Sclater and Renwer. Oh yeah. I have a cousin that lives in Sclater. I'm not joking. I have a cousin that lives in Sclater.
Never heard of it.
He enjoyed the guy from Swan River's posts.
Oh, that guy. Killed Trudeau guy. Yeah.
Good family man.
Oh, okay, but on satellite, there's no houses in Sclater.
But Sclater's more of a lifestyle. Sclater's more of a lifestyle.
It's like a pocket dimension, you know? Like, you know, just because it's hidden from satellite view.
This is a deep cut episode. I
know. I think it's going to be a standalone. No other topics. Just Here Comes the Wisdom, episode, whatever, 397. A feel harvesting of pain or whatever it was. A guide to rural Manitoba. Not like rural Manitoba, like Brandon's rural. Like, I mean, like deep rural. Yeah.
No, this bayou is this
country
is like
if we had a bayou.
Town almost, yeah. This could be the beginning of a 10-part series here. This is where the zoo is, Carter.
Oh yeah, where is the zoo?
The zoo is in the
Asheville.
Trimble. It's right by Let's find the zoo. This is it though. This is the part of our podcast, man. Like the
it's
zoo.
It's our heritage.
Oh, it's by Zoria here. Or is it by you? Where is
That's
it?
So far away from town. You know, you got primo spot where Dean Cooley's is now, and you move all the way to the Trimble across.
Where is it? I just know how to drive there, damn it.
It's Asheville Zoo, it's called.
It's not Asheville, though.
But it was called the Asheville Zoo.
Do you know
right?
about Crocus Hill, where all the wildflowers grow on the side of the highway?
I can't say I do.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Sound right. Yeah.
No, it's a nice. It's all of a sudden you're driving and it's like on that. So that whole highway, all the way up to the paw, is like the edge of the last of the riverbed of Lake Agassiz. As Lake Agassiz went through its like death, because Lake Agassiz went down to Wisconsin. and up to Churchill almost, like, and into Ontario. Yeah. It was like the biggest lake ever in the world. And so that edge was when Lake Agassiz was like in its death rattles, getting smaller by the 100,000 years or whatever. That was a shoreline. So it's a ridge. It's a ridge that literally goes all the way up to the Canadian Shield where Flin Flon and the Paw are.
Well, isn't Riding Mountain sort of the
yep,
ridge?
That was
well?
The original. Yeah. And so was Duck Mountain when it was bigger. And so okay. was into a bit of Saskatchewan. So it like, it basically drained. And then the glaciation, and then those are anti-glaciation mountain ranges, really. We're in a depression there. Literally. The ground there is literally depressed from the glacier still and rebounding. So it's literally a depressed area, which is kind of funny when you think about it now.
Oh, okay. Not to get off topic here, but...
Oh, no, but it's,
I found... you were talking about you going with Bellemare. Well, I went with you and Bellemare on a place I'd never heard of before or since. And that is...
Oh!
South of Keld, the Jut.
The Jut! That's another magical place in Zelda!
Yeah, what is it? So it's by Keld. So we went to Keld Park and the Jut right next to it.
Well, so the thing is that the highway technically goes... Or the road goes along the park line.
Yeah.
But then the park needed to cut an access in, so they cut a road into the park, and it's like this special cutout of the park, and then there's a secret little warden station there, too. Remember that? Do you remember where the warden used to live?
Is that the Keld Park?
By there, right by there. Yeah, same area, in the Jut is the warden station. I don't know if we went into it or not. Yeah, there's like all kinds of magic there.
The Jut.
The only other magical building there was like the, do you know about the, it's in the park technically, do you know about the old like lookout structure thing?
Like the one it's you like climb up?
It's a tower.
Oh, it was the second tower. It wasn't open to the public.
No. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
There's still like this little wire wooden tower that you can climb up. And it's like all blocked off for the bottom 10 feet. But if you can climb the bottom 10 feet, then you can go up into this creepy... like a lookout tower on the edge of the park.
Well, as a kid, that was open. Like, I would do that all the time.
Well, that's Agassiz Tower.
Oh, Agassiz Tower. Yeah.
This is like if Agassiz Tower was made out of wire. It's very, like...
Oh, God.
Small. It's very small compared to Agassiz Tower, too.
Okay.
But it was weird and freaky, and it's still standing there. Because every time I drive by, I'm like, it's still there. Wow. I don't even think it's worth tearing down because I don't know if many people know it's still there, but you can see it from
the road. I've never
heard of it. Yeah, it's cool. But the Jut is another magical place. Say I took you to, what was the other, the water down there? What's it called? The reservoir?
With that giant concrete
like Brent,
slide.
Vermilion Reservoir? Brent,
we took him down there.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at here, Vermilion Reservoir, yeah.
Took him to that. And then
we stayed south, you know? I guess you went another year with Bellemare north.
Oh, I take everybody all over up there. Yeah. Anytime somebody wants to go for a drive, like, I love driving around there. That's my favorite, like, relaxing thing to do is just zip around there.
The reservoir was super cool.
Yep, reservoir is neat.
Get it now.
And that, we were talking about that ridge, but that's, like, where, remember when I told you the story about my grandma, about how, like, there would be, like, First Nations people that would, like, come to her house as, like, a little baby? Did I ever tell this story?
I don't know.
About how like my grandma was like 100, and so that's like 100 years ago. So like in 19, probably 30, there was still people that would go in the winter and the summer, like First Nations people who would literally walk that ridge on the trails. There still was like trails all the way north.
Like the Thompson to Dauphin trails. Yeah.
The Kelsey Trail. Yeah, all the way. And so they would, one time, there was all this noise, and she came out, and she was all scared because there was a guy there, and he needed food. So then they gave him food, and then every time he literally came back forever, he always killed a prairie chicken, like brought it, and then they came to the house, and then they cooked it, and then he left. Like every time for the rest of like her time she lived there, which is like, what is that, Zelda? It's like these are like Zelda stories where there's just some wandering guy that comes once a year and leaves some prairie chicken on this day. You know, like it's hilarious. Now that I like when you step away from it, I get a couple thousand kilometers distance. You're like, this is weird and cool, like, and bizarre and sad and terrifying. Like the zoo is there. Like this. What about the Garland Bridge? Do you know about the Garland Bridge?
Was that non-bridge? It was just like a concrete slab. What are those called that they can wash away?
Ford crossings.
Yeah, I've never been on one before at night.
Oh, Ford crossings are cool. Yeah, Brent would know about. You've seen those. That's kind of to. I think by like Abraham's place, there was Ford all on the east side of your highway, Brent. There was always Ford crossings as it drained into the lake. I think Baker's had a Ford crossing and. There's just kind of the famous one. I think Riz's, there was a Ford crossing.
Yeah, that's
place.
The one I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a famous one. But so the Garland Bridge is a legendary story. I think it's something about a couple on their wedding night got in an accident on the Garland Bridge. And someone died. I think the bride died on the Garland Bridge. And that's when they moved the highway.
Because very dangerous thing to be at these times. Bride
driving, you just stay home, honey. But yeah, so there's an act, and the Garland Bridge is beautiful. It's off the road, so if you like go to Garland and then you see where the river is, if you walk into the bush, and it's like people go there and like take pictures and like do like photo shoots at the Garland Bridge because it's this like old stone hand done bridge. It's really beautiful, but it was very, very, very small, and it was on a turn. So they made this tiny artistic bridge on a highway turn that was too small. And so like as people were coming around it, somebody died on this little bridge because they like tried to merge, and it was like a dead-on death crash. Like, where, oh, where would my baby be? The Lord took her away from me kind of stories, you know, like literally on this bridge. And then, so you can still go to the bridge. And it's really cool, but it's they moved the highway after this was the legend. That's the legend of the Garland Bridge, is that, but it's a beautiful bridge. There's so many stories like this. There's the field behind the old nunnery that we can talk about maybe in 100 years.
Once the Statue of Limitations is up.
I don't know. Yeah, she's dead. But then there's like there's we're not even into Sifton yet. We're not even into Sifton. Sifton's a whole book.
Sifton's its own episode. Yeah.
There's a sewing wheel in Sifton. Do you know about the sewing wheel, Carter?
A sewing wheel, like a spindle, like Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah, because like the number one home order clothing kit site for like 100 years in Canada, where you would order your patterns to sew clothes for your house and your kids and your family, all came from Sifton, from Mary Maxim's. This lady made all of the clothing patterns and then made this huge company called Merrick Maxim, and it's from like Sifton. So there's just a random metal sewing wheel in Sifton by a basketball net. And you're like, what the hell is this? And you're like, oh, everybody in North America's clothes were made from this.
Sifton almost made it, but then it kept getting burnt down. So the yes, train, so true. the train line went through Dauphin instead. Like Dauphin killed. Yeah.
Yep. Sifton Junction. You could see they had the train built. Sifton was going to be the major intersection. There's literally a place right out of Sifton called Sifton Junction.
I was wondering what that was on the map.
Yeah, look at the railway. Like, that's a major railway. That's where it goes east to Churchill, or it goes west to Flin Flon. That's where the railway splits. That's the split. That's the Sifton Junction.
Yeah, I would have had like the best land in.
Yeah.
In Manitoba. Right on the edge of a thriving central metropolis. Oh. That was not meant to be.
But the land is good there. Your land is good, right? It's deep.
Yes.
It's good land. Like, it's pretty great. Because on that, there's like, it's just either swamp or amazing, right? Like, that's the two options there. When you get closer to the mountainside where like Durston's and stuff are, that's where it's like kind of guaranteed good land. But as you get further north, it gets harder and harder to find it. Get sandier, more carrots.
Yeah.
There's just so much weirdness in that area. I just love it. There's springs that you can go fill your water jug on to get your heart containers. you know, my, like, you go to talk to my grandma and she gives you homebrew and you learn upward thrust. That's how it feels. Carter, are you alive?
I'm alive.
Okay, good.
Makes a lot more sense that you like Zelda 2 a lot now.
Yeah, that's I connect so much to it. Like, it's real to me. Like, I just walk around and I'm like, oh, this is life. And that's why I level up so hard. Like, I'm at level 7 on the second castle. And then I just walk through the world, just visiting people, going from town to town, and just enjoying myself. It's more about the journey walking around the land. And there's a great cemetery in Zelda 2. Great cemetery.
The big one?
Yep. Then you got to find the third castle, and you got to fall through a hole to get to the island. Man, what a weird episode.
I love it.
I have so many other things to talk about, but geez. Like, we didn't even talk about anything. That's great. We can save it for next time, but I have this thing in the mail. It came, and I don't know what it is. And Carter, maybe you do, but do you know what Kantar is?
No.
Okay, so I'll get into it if you've never heard of it. I'll see if it's a scam or not first. But the only thing I'll say is, like, it was something in my mail, and it's like, are you reading this? Can you scan this? We pay people to, like, check to see if things actually get delivered for, like, a 2-year trial. And it's like a narking on the mailman thing, I think.
Interesting.
It's really, and it seems like legitimate. But it seems legitimate, but then it, like, uses a bit.ly, and, like, that looks like a scam, and, like, so I don't know. But so we'll talk about that next time. But I was like, is this totally a grift? Or, like, it's basically you report things every month, so many things get sent, and then you scan it, I think. But I don't know. But it could be totally a way to get all my data or something. So who knows? It just seemed cool. I was like, this could be a fun segment. This would be like a Cam Bennett thing, where he would get obsessed with Kantar or something.